Elegy. America, I just don't know anymore. I came to your house. The front door hung open. Inside were paper hats and sweet Kentucky whiskey. The walls streaked with red and blue handprints. Confetti carpeted the floor. The TV sang to me. The radios, too. America, I heard your dogs growling. Golden retrievers. America, I want a place to live. I want to play in unmarbled snow. I scoot through hallways. Voices sometimes bleat or shine through the walls. LED whitened. Nothing is ever dark enough. America, my phone calls to me. A voice from another room. Footsteps in the rain, worsted night. Tells me to hush, to love. Everything's going to be all right, it snarls. America, am I going crazy? America, are you yowling at me? America, when did Nancy Reagan grow old? How is she still alive? America, you make no sense to me. When did you start bleaching your hair? When did you start wearing blue and brown? Why do you dye your eyes? Where is the flat, white light my television has promised? The picture so clear, the darkness so deep. Why have you become so black and white, America? I drive to school. I teach Caesar and virtue. My students are ochre, ecru, pink, cinnamon, caramelized Cabernet, the long-leaf wrapping of a Romeo and Julieta, the last sip of morning coffee, just touched by half and half, the crust of cheese and my wife's bibinka, so sweet, so pliable. Why have you ignored the rest of us, America? Some say you taste of sauerbraten and winter beer, but I hear the faint rustle of banana leaves, of sentences that only at their ornate ends erupt into meaning, like old Cicero's fevered speeches, or the slow download of Mishima's novels. America, you are a mask, worn down to gold. You hide yourself well by dancing, by political debate that rubs your arms against mine, your legs against mine, that open to me like the sun to the flat earth spinning around, engulfing me in a you I once dreamed. That is what you promised me, America, in eighth grade. Mrs. Tiedmacher told me of the American dream. She said you were rubies and sapphires. She said you were Tarzan and giant robot. She said you were a poor peanut farmer turned governor. She said in America, even a failed movie actress could become first lady. I heard you crying. I ran through the abandoned fields and across the broken on-ramps, the fences with their hems of grocery bags, the eyes of abandoned houses, bruised or silent in the beyond. I ran when I heard you crying, like a phone. No one told me how alone you are, I reassured myself. I said you were Christmas snow and familiar sitcoms, the smell of a wife's hair, a husband's shaving cream. I was almost asleep when I found you, not crying, but laughing, wiping your boot off. The spray can on its side, the paint sloughing down the side of my house. Brotherhood in Christ. America, I've come to bury you, not to praise you. I want to see whether you stay buried, or how long you will stumble about in the off-brown wheat, or by blue-green rice paddies, or in all the colors you used to wear. Joseph is looking for his coat somewhere. Tell him not to come. He won't be allowed here. I want to see who lays the last bullet in your head. America, I have awoken. I am rage. I am sorrow. America, I just don't know what I am to you anymore.